The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. It's the last day of September 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yes! And here he was. You thought I was kind of like my head was down. You were pouring coffee on the back of my neck.
Hello. Hey. Okay. Are we being our buttons are Monday and they're always moody. What can I say?
Am I on? Okay, I am now.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Okay. What happens when it changes? When the weather changes? You know what? You're not going to believe this.
It's always something.
I wouldn't have believed it either. But we get static electricity in the engineering area, and you can hear it just when they reach over. Their hand goes over it. It'll turn something off. I mean, I know. And I said to them, this is just your clever way of telling me you forgot to turn on a button. But I've had four different producers at four different times tell me it's static electricity.
Wow. Well, you know, of course. It makes sense to me. How about you?
It does. I mean, first of all, we have really good producers. They wouldn't lie about it.
Yeah. So, all right.
Anyway, so, okay. You need
7:06 in the morning.
Okay.
No, we're really good. I want to do a weather update here. Okay. So if you look outside, you're going outside this morning, we're going to have around 64 highs today. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows of 48. Now, I went out this morning. I could see stars. So that made me wonder what kind of day we're going to have. More yard work today. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 72 and a low of 51. Now, we do have clear skies predicted, but there will be isolated showers today, then mostly sunny. When you go outside, do wear a jacket and think on those terms. And your kids, if you're getting them ready for school, make sure that they're layered. Tuesday night will be low of 51. So, now, Wednesday...
Wait a minute. You said something in the middle. Okay.
What did I say?
Finish up the news, because I wrote it down just so I didn't forget.
You did? Okay. So now, as we look through the week, we are kind of beautiful weather with a 79 on Wednesday and a 78 on Thursday and an 80 on Friday. So, again, there was a wonderful article. Well, let me finish. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And over the weekend in the paper on Sunday, Trudy Pratt writes an article on health and wellness. And we're going to see if we can get her on, because she was talking about, and very much what I've been discussing, but I'm not the doctor to be able to tell you, that when you have these spikes and you're going up and down 20 and 30 degrees, and you're inside, outside, and the weather's changing rapidly up and down like it is, that you really need to be taking your vitamin D and your vitamin C and stay hydrated and just really baby yourself right now with those things. So anyway, she wrote a wonderful article. If you don't get the hard paper, then go online. It was in the Record Searchlight on Sunday, Trudy Pratt. And, yeah, so anyway, just that kind of stuff. Go ahead, Carl. Go ahead with are you going to criticize me?
I would never criticize you to your face or anywhere you could reach me. I've learned my lesson.
Oh, shoot.
No, you said more yard work today.
Well, yes.
Yard work Saturday was...
Hey, let's talk about, we were not here Friday. Let's discuss, we posted the picture.
We did.
And you said we were on assignment, but went
we
to
were.
Our gardens.
I had no choice.
Went to our gardens.
I was on assignment.
Will I ask you, please, that was a honeydew, and you were really good about it, so... man, listen up. You know, when there's language of love is many things. It could be a little love note. I mean, those are kind of things that, oh yeah, but for when women want to have something done around the house and have you help them, it's a big, big honeydew, and it really can fill your heart in a way, very much like flowers would. So Carl gets a good attaboy. So Friday morning, Friday day, in fact, I think the sale's still going on, Winter Gardens had a 40% off. Yeah. 1 gallon plants and up. So I know that, you know, we've had our house painted, so I ripped out, very, very mature 40-year-old shrubs. I had to rip out things, and wow, so I and more and more and more, which was, you know, disheartening. So I had this blank canvas of trying to figure out what we're going to do. And so I'd gone in and I kind of had sussed out, oh, two or three times from Wintour Gardens. And I'd never been to this nursery before because it usually, I don't know, it's just not been in my wheel of doing planting and thinking about these things because we bought this house and it had a lot of mature landscaping. So anyway, they were very, very helpful in the 2 weeks prior to the sale. And I kept telling people about the sale. Well, let me tell you that we got there at 7, 8. First, I said we need to get there at 6. And then I thought, well, no, it's because they open at 8. 7 a.m., we get there. 10 people are already in line. By 7:15, 20 people behind us. By 7:30, 50 people all the way out to the street. Unbelievable how many people. And then they said beforehand, you better get here. You better have somebody with you. And they have to guard your cart because people take things off your cart. So I was already thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to be in one of those Moonlight Cell Madness fights. You've been there before, right? Well, so Carl came with me and everybody was nice. Again, I was surprised at how nice everybody was.
The only thing that happened that I saw was that people had to line up at when you were checking out. And they were getting a little bit. They were getting a little bit pushy over the, not to us, but everybody wanted to use the cart that you had.
Because, oh, yeah.
And so, because they, you know, they had a lot of carts, but not as many. I mean, there was 100 and something people lined up there.
Yeah, and so people were waiting for carts afterwards. They got there at 8 or 8:15 or 8:30. We were checking out by 8:45.
That was Friday. So all of Saturday, Linda laid out everything where she wanted. And then she went back Friday.
I did twice. I had two truckfuls. I'm sorry. My body's killing me, but what can I say? It's a healthy pain.
You can't imagine how much money we saved by spending that much money at one time.
Then we went to Axner's and we got the Mexican Pebble. That's what it's called, by the way.
Guys know what I'm talking about.
It's called, we got 5 bags of Mexican Pebble at Axner's, and that's what it's called. And that was only
little bitty river rock.
Yeah, but they're like an inch. And then, you know, a yard of bark.
27 cents a pound.
So anyway.
5 pounds.
Saturday, our gardener comes and he gets here at 7:15 until noon. It was 12:30. Nonstop. I'm so proud of Carl and our guy named Jim. There's no break. I mean, there may be like, oh, I'm going to go get some water. It's not like I'm going to sit down for 15 minutes or go down. No, it's hard labor. And the three of us got together and we did that and it just transformed our front yard. It's done. Amazing. But anyway, so Wintour Gardens, shout out to all the people there and how people were nice to each other in line. So I did go back. I did wait. I was one of those people that waited for somebody else with their cart, followed them to their car nicely. Said, I'm back for seconds.
And thirds?
It was thirds. Thirds.
You went
back
the day
before.
Yeah, you went the day before, then you went twice.
I paid
Friday.
Full price the day before because I didn't want to miss out.
Didn't want to make sure you got those specific plants.
Uh-huh.
And now we have a twisty tree.
And we have it's called a bendy baby or twisty baby.
Twisty baby.
Yeah. So gardener's coming again today. We're going to plant a bunch more. There's probably about 10
more.
I've
never seen a tree like this.
Got to get things in the ground.
It looks like a corkscrew.
I know I'm not the only person. Fall is coming. It's a time for fall.
No, you were not the only person because there were hundreds of people.
And they were beeline. You know what they beeline for? They went into the tree section. One gal had her eye on this Japanese maple. Imagine if it was a $500 tree and you 40% off. That was a huge Japanese maple.
She needed somebody to come pick it up for her. Anyway.
So did you have fun? What did you learn?
What I learned was at the end of that day, at the end of the day.
On Friday or Saturday?
On the end of Saturday, that falling into my sleep number bed is the best thing that could have happened.
Your quads,
and
your calves, you name it was hurting.
Fall is a season of change. It just is.
It is.
It's back to school. You know, kids need more sleep than they ever needed before. You take away their little games and everything, put them in bed, take away the games an hour before they go to bed so they can get their little brains back into, in my case, put your phone down and stop looking things up, you know, that for the next day.
It's going to drive
it,
you crazy.
Put it down. Yeah,
I know. I look at you and
down.
I go, stop already.
Cooler nights, or you know, last night, it was 65 in the house.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful sleeping weather. But it is so much better on a sleep number. My
yeah.
sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting.
I went down to 45 last night.
45 last night. And they allow you to adjust on each side of the bed the firmness that you want. And this is the great thing because, you can, you know, nobody sleeps the same way. I mean, it's just nobody does. Everybody knows it's just common sense. And so what you do is you settle. Well, you know, marriage, relationships is settling and and giving in to the other person. So, but in some cases, it's like it's too soft for me, but it's too hard for my partner. But guess what? That's all we have, but not on Sleep Number. And with the Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you sleep, and it adjusts to you as you sleep. So come in now during the fall sale where a Queen Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is only $1,399. It's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, and there's over 1,800 players on that. But you have to go to the Target Shopping Center and get in there.
Get into the Sleep Number bed.
To
all
the
right.
Sleep Number and tell them in the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you.
Absolutely. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back talking about the five things you need to know to get you up and going this morning.
And it's so nice to hear you say, you're gonna beat me in every way. Honey, I got the most skill, you're causing the most skill in my soul.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio on this Monday morning, the 30th of September. Can you believe it? We're going to be walking into October before you know it. And, we also want to do a shout out and thank Enjoy the Magazine. What a wonderful article. And we're celebrating, we're going into our 10th anniversary right now. We did buy our FCC license and went into these negotiations 10 years ago and actually went live on the air, but it took time before we had to get, you know, all our ducks in a row and actually who are we going to get to go, you know, who's going to be our main, like, national syndicated program. So we had to go through the process of that. So anyway, we feel very blessed, and we thank you for listening and tuning in.
And those have changed over the years, too, right, because of, retirements in Laura Ingram, retired, and we've had just a number of different ones, and I think we've got a real good lineup now.
Right, we do.
And also, as Jim Bremer is the one that helped us get this off the ground and was here with us 10 years ago.
And Bob Belongi. The late Mike Johnson.
Right, and Ron Smith, Computer Smith. All of them were in here working, and we had to literally put it off a week. So on December the 14th, the exact day, is the day we kicked it off. So, yeah.
And, you know, it was so nice. People that came on and called in Senator Johansson. We had, a lot of our heads of our senators and heads of people, state and stuff like that, that called in. And either they couldn't be here in person, they called in. And it was really wonderful because, you know, Bob had the swine flu. Remember that?
I did.
He had the swine flu, so he was laying underneath. He got sick, and you got sick.
It
was
day.
Like, you never been sick in 10 years, but you were sick the opening day.
Well, the day before. Sunday, yeah. It was,
I thought,
And then the dog was, the dog ate.
Yeah, I had to have her stomach pumped. It was really fun.
It was a weird day. Hey, one of the reasons we're on is because of people like SST Oil, Shasta, Siskiyou Transport. And they're one of the reasons that we're able to stay on the air, and we so much appreciate them. They've got 52 years in the business, and it'd be nice to, this is our 50th anniversary. Well, if it was our 50th anniversary, you and I would have to come in on walkers on something like this. But SST Oil, it's that time of the year again for your water heaters and your
locally
your
owned
your home heaters. And they're all locally owned. You can trade in your old ones, get some really great deals on it. They've got sales on their heaters. And so if you want to learn more, you can give them a call at 241-1167 or call today to schedule an appointment. 241-1167.
Okay,
SST Oil, an employee-owned company.
Well, here's the thing I want to say about SST Oil. And if people are thinking like, I get tired of playing the big corporate, and you have a card maybe that goes to a corporate, not going to mention, but, I can think off the top of my head. You can get an SST card.
You're talking about a fuel card.
A fuel card.
For filling up your car.
Yes.
Truck.
That, you know that you're going to be supporting a local company. And we have that fuel card. So when we do travel, like down to Sacramento or San Francisco recently to see General Mattis. We use the fuel card and feel good about the fact that is staying local. And they're just a great company. So, something to be thinking about. If you're wondering where your money is going to, you get frustrated if you've got a Penny's card or a Macy's card and you think, gosh. All right, Carl, you want to hear about the top four? According to this article, if you're heading to Amsterdam, prepare to pay up. The Dutch capital will soon have the highest tourist tax in Europe.
Wow.
All right, so let's talk about one of the number one. Whistleblower controversy. An agreement has been reached to have the anonymous whistleblower who filed a complaint against President Trump testify before the House Intelligence Committee. But just when that will happen, it is still up in the air. Now, there's all kinds of controversy about the fact that he's under government he's under a witness protection now.
No. There is no. See, this is according to yesterday on 60 Minutes. They said, oh, he's under federal protection. The lawyer, the whistleblower's lawyer came out and said, that's a lie. He is not under federal protection. And 60 Minutes said, we stand by our story. He says, the only thing that's been put out, the only piece of paper that's been put out, has been put out by the lawyer. He said, he's not under federal protection.
Okay.
It makes it sound, and see, the rest of these guys are running with this, and it's ridiculous.
All right.
Even the guy's own lawyer who's trying to, you know, they're trying to keep his identity secret. He's a CIA guy. You know, yes, he supported Clinton. You know, no, he never heard it firsthand. He heard somebody's talking about it. He did not have firsthand knowledge of it. But they changed this law last year that said you no longer have to have firsthand knowledge. You just have to be pretty sure it happened. Well, you know, okay. That's like hearing something, you know, as we used to say on the third urinal from the left, somebody's talking, and so I heard it. So it must be true. So, you know what, I'm not putting it down to that level, but he is not under federal witness protection.
Okay. Well, I'm going to three sites right now. I mean, I've gone from That's USA, which goes into the five things you need to know, CNN. This is the first line in Drudge Report. Whistleblower under federal protection fears for life. First line.
This is because they ran with something. This is because they ran with something that wasn't true.
Okay.
I just read it.
Okay.
That they said this was totally false.
Okay.
And so we're going to go back and look at that.
Okay, here's the five lines that it says if you're going to go, you're trying to find information, you go to different sites. According to Drudge, whistleblower under federal protection, fears for life,
and
president
point,
escalates attacks, Dems want more call transcripts, poll, majority approve of impeachment inquiry. Next line, Republican split over pushback, Pelosi heartbroken, prayerful. Trump,
yeah, right.
Former national security advisor, deeply disturbed by Ukraine scandal report. Mulvaney on shaky ground. Embarrassing leaks led to clampdown on phone records. For Trump, high velocity threat like none he's ever faced.
You know, all these are just
those are just the
headlines. But here's the one: a lawyer representing the unidentified whistleblower in Congress impeachment investigation blasted 60 Minutes on Sunday. And see, here is the problem, my friends. We're trying to find out truly what is true. You read these, you know, these headlines. Oh, he's under federal protection. 60 Minutes comes out, and here's the lawyer himself representing the whistleblower. Says the program misinterpreted a letter from his legal team and reported that it indicated his client is under federal protection. Mark Zed, the attorney, tweeted the famed news program completely misinterpreted contents of our letter, which he linked the letter to his Twitter post. Nor have we, as we have stated earlier today, reached any agreement with Congress on contact with the whistleblower. Discussions remain ongoing. The CBS program tweeted a brief defense, blah, blah, blah. And this Zaid came back out and said, is 60 Minutes now certain it has a source other than our letter our legal team sent to ODNI.gov? Because if it doesn't, and I know it doesn't, then it is literally making stuff up. This helps no one, especially the whistleblower. The media should always accurately report facts. And there's the problem that we have. These people saying that, oh, he's under federal protection because he fears for his life. That's not it at all. The lawyer said they misrepresented what was in that letter, and then he released the letter. So here we go again with this constant articles that aren't true based on somebody else wrote. or something somebody else said that wasn't true to begin with. So we've got the phones ringing off the hook here. We've got calls coming in,
yeah. So we're going to have to take a break, the early break.
Well, Sue can't do that right now because she's on the phone. Can we get into a break here?
Yes, we
okay.
can.
Okay, all right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified as by the Joint Commission on Strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility. Your emergency room visits are you're being seen in 30 minutes or less. And, of course, it's one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. In the nation, top 50. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus all the other things they've done in taking 5150s, people that are going to hurt themselves, others off the streets, and getting them into beds for treatment. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, going up to 66. We'll be right back.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Whatever move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Again on my own.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air, your epicenter of change here. 7:34 in the morning here on the 30th of September, the last day of September 2019. 46 degrees out there, going up to all of 66 today. 46 degrees. Don't worry, he'll be back in the 80s later on this week. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Street. Next to Members First Credit Union, Judy has established her business as being one that can truly help people. And a lot of problems we're having right now with the getting insurance or keeping your insurance after all the fires. Well, give Judy a call at 221-0441. She can help you. We have given her name to so many people that are having problems now that living in town that had their insurance canceled. Or it's not going to be renewed. I shouldn't say canceled. It's not going to be renewed. Give Judy a call. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All right, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing, Charles?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
What you want to talk about, whistleblowers?
Yeah, well, he's not a real, whistleblower, weasel would be more like it, a spy, for the other side, but the real whistleblower here is the president himself. I mean, he's the one who's going after, corruption, and he's getting all kinds of flack for it. Oh, by the way, look at the double standard of this. Wasn't it the Obama administration and and our various intel agencies under Obama who were, soliciting help from Ukraine, from Australia, from Britain's MI6, and others trying to dig up dirt on Trump?
Yeah. In fact, there were three senators that wrote a From what I understand, Durbin and a couple of the senators wrote a letter saying they wanted to know the truth about what was happening in
There was a whole bunch of that, and nobody's been,
Nobody's been caught.
Nobody's been anything. I mean, it's just, it's like, oh, well, the media's treatment of that is to either, change the subject or to try to justify it somehow. And yet, here we have
he mentioned an investigation
into Hunter Biden and his little six figure or seven figure benefit for being related to the then vice president.
Well, that hasn't been proven. There hasn't been an investigation about it.
Well, of course there's not been an investigation because the vice president personally saw to it that there wasn't going to be one. In fact, there's footage out there where Biden was actually bragging about it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Great to hear your voice again. We appreciate your call. Thanks.
10 years and still going on.
10 years
right,
and still going
years.
In. Thanks a lot, Charles.
All right. Thank you. Hey, we've got some special guests in the studios.
David Mueller.
Knocking on the back door. How am I supposed to know that you're here?
David Mueller and Len Salt are here, and we're going to be talking about this film they've made called Oildale. And you probably haven't heard of it because this is not a big screen or big company movie here. But you're going to love it. And so good morning, David. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Okay. David, tell us about Oildale.
Well, Oildale is a movie that Lynn Salt wrote, my partner here. And it's a beautiful script about young children who are trying to make their way in the world. And they get helped out by some veterans who end up renting rooms in the house as she discovers a song contest and enters it and tries to win it.
Oh, wow. What a great... I bet you so. There's all kinds of side stories.
Yes, and actually I'll let Lynn tell you a little bit about the story and how that came about because she's the screenwriter.
Okay.
All right, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what inspired you to write the script?
Both of my parents, mom and dad, were both World War II veterans, and the dad was on the ground in Korea for a year, He was West Point, so we were lifers. So it was a family of five girls and mom and dad. And when Pop retired, we came out to California. And I'm sure I was bragging about my father or something, but somebody called him a baby killer. And that was when the Vietnam vets were coming back, and they were being called baby killers and spit on. And it was quite traumatic for us because we knew what our military was about and how much we needed them. And it was really awful because back in those days, people really blamed our young soldiers. Many of them were drafted. Kids today have never even heard draft. They don't know what it means. So I didn't know what I was going to do or when I was going to do it. It took me this long, but this is my answer. And in my mind, our veterans are our heroes. They went and saw the dark side, came back with gold. But we're not taking care of them. We're not treating them like the heroes they are. And this is what this movie is about. So we wrote this movie. We're taking it around the country to remind people about how veterans were treated from Vietnam and how our young men and women are coming back from these other recent wars, and that they also need to be acknowledged and helped. They need mental help. They need emotional help. They need to get off the street. We're working with Veterans Resources of America, who are actually taking them off the street and helping them get their feet under them again.
Our veterans, our own Veterans Resources organization here has established a home for veterans to get them off the street. And it's you and I were there, in fact, when they
right.
when they dedicated that new
right.
outside pavilion that they could go to.
Beautiful.
It is, and the house itself is a really nice place. I think it's on Hartnell. Here's it. I'm thinking.
Well, anyway, there's been action done here in Reading, and so.
But this is kind of this is a great, great movie. And David, tell us a little bit about you. How you got into this?
Well, I've been making movies for a long time, probably 30 years or so. We've done a lot of documentaries. Lynn and I partnered up 20 years ago and have done a lot of projects together. We've written screenplays together, and we've made documentaries. We made a documentary called A Good Day to Die about the American Indian Movement about 10 years ago, which Ken Burn endorsed. And then we also made a small surf movie. We've done a lot of smaller
projects.
Well,
let's hear about those, too. That leads up to
sure.
this project. And then tell us why Oildale. What does Oildale mean?
Let's see. You mean the first two projects?
That yeah, let's hear a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we the first film was called A Good Day to Die, and that was a documentary about Dennis Banks and the rise of the American Indian Movement. It's sort of a historical look at that time period. And that ties into the veterans, too, which Lynn will talk a little bit about later.
Did you spend a lot of time on the res up there in South Dakota?
We did. At Wounded Knee,
with
Dennis Banks. It was an amazing experience. We were taken across the country with him and got onto reservations and places that we would never go or be able to get
to. You
know
what? People still don't. People look at reservations now that they tie them to casinos, and which was a way for the nation to come back. I mean, to help. But unless you've been on some of these, like up in the Dakotas, and you get up on the Pine Ridge and those places, which I've been, or down on the Navajo Reservation back in there, you have no idea how bad it is. The highest rate of suicide for the teenagers, a high rate of deafness in their children because they ride in the back of trucks. We help raise money to buy baby seats, car seats for the Navajo Reservation because they weren't putting them in there and kids were being killed right and left.
So A Good Day to Die, we can find this documentary. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yes.
My mother is Choctaw and I am too, so that's why I leaned into that direction. And we were funded by a tribe called the Yochadihi Wintu Nation in Northern California. And when we presented, they said, you know, nobody knows about us in California, how many tribes we have. And I said, yes, but this is about all of us. And we brought Dennis Banks in, and they approved the budget within 5 minutes. And that
wow, that's what. This
and Ken Burns did endorse it, and it did get out to a lot of the universities, and it did get onto Netflix.
Okay, so it's on Netflix.
Okay,
because I think I've seen that. But,
all right, we want to see it again. So
a,
now
a,
I just
A Good Day to Die, which is a something that a Native American.
And the two of you wrote this. You wrote the documentary. You went and did the filming.
Yeah,
correct.
Either one of you the cinematographer?
David did the cinematography. We co-directed. I asked the questions. So we worked very closely. It was just the two of us, too, out there in Indian country.
So cool. Let's take a quick break.
Quick
break. Come back.
More time.
Because then you went from that to surfing. I'd love to hear that. But then I want to go back into Oildale, and we've got time for this. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Your buddy, Sharon
Clark. Speaking of somebody who reaches out and helps the veterans in their home care.
You know, just to talk about the veteran side of it, any time that Sharon finds out that she's got a veteran as one of the people that she's helping, she immediately tells the Shasta County Veteran Service Office about the individual, because a lot of times they don't realize that they have something called aid in attendance that they have earned while being on active duty, and that can help them pay for their bills. And it comes to them because they've earned it as a benefit. But this is just one of the things that Sharon Clark does. She has been voted best in the North State, like, I don't know how, I've lost count, but it's been at least a dozen times out of 16 years. You can learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with our guest from Oildale.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. 10 years of blasting away into Northern California from this studio right here. Well, it was really this studio. It started a much smaller studio. We've much smaller studio and kept going. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going up to 66 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We're here with David Mueller and Lynn Salt, and they are people that make documentaries, one of which was It's a Good Day to Die, about the American Indian Movement, and another one on a surf movie. And I want to move on to the one that you're here now that's getting all the acclaim, and it's called Oil Dale. And it's a story about two young people that are trying to make it. They are living 19 and 13, trying to make it on their own. Their mom is up where?
She passed away. 5 years earlier, the dad left. He's not a good dad. And Gramps, World War II veteran, was raising him with that moral compass that we're all missing so much.
That we're all missing.
In Hollywood said, you're never going to find children this innocent to cast. And I said, yes, we will. And we found the 13-year-old in Bakersfield and the 18-year-old. Homeschooled, wonderful. I mean, if you see the film, the innocence is there. Yeah. Symbolism of these veterans coming and helping, and they all have, one's a prisoner of war, broken back, hospitals forever. There's a homeless vet, and then there's an Iraq vet with a TBI. But they put all of theirs behind them, and they step up to take care of these kids, protecting the innocence and the moral compass of America.
Wow.
This is going to be at the Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater.
And it's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at 7:30. Is that right?
7 p.m. Tickets are $10. And, of course, this is a family, really a family affair. You guys have been traveling all over, actually, the country. But you had your sold out premiere in Bakersfield twice. You said a premiere and a
matinee. 800 for that one. And then we had an honor flight, and we had like 400. They were all veterans, mostly Vietnam.
So you've been in Flagstaff and Colorado. You're going to be screening in Santa Rosa and in Chico and Eureka. You just came back from Eureka, I think you said yesterday or a couple days ago?
Saturday night.
Okay.
Now, this is you're splitting the sales amount with a local veterans organization, the which one?
Veterans Resources of America.
Yeah, the Veterans Resource Center that we have right here in town that takes veterans off the streets and finds them homes, gets them back into the work and all that.
It's a wonderful organization called the Veterans Resource Centers of America. They're actually headquartered in Santa Rosa, but they have 14 offices around the state of California, Arizona, and Nevada. And it's a wonderful organization. We're very proud to be partnered with them. Half of the ticket sales will go to them and their efforts to get homeless veterans off the street, cared for with medical and therapy, whatever they need, and then vocational training.
Many of the site directors are veterans themselves, so they understand the post-traumatic a lot of them are going through, but they're taking the veterans on the streets, off the streets, giving them food, place to stay, and then they keep going with them. They don't drop them after they, you know, get them settled. They keep going.
They're doing it quietly, but they're doing it very effectively.
Yes.
And here at the end of this month, we're having something called the North State Stand Down, where it's a 3-day event. If you've not seen one of these, I know you're going to be gone probably by that time, but this is where they take veterans from all over Northern California, bring them down to Anderson at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and it's 3 days of getting them back up. And it's not a handout, it's a hand up, where they help them get their driver's licenses again, a dental, medical, barbershop.
Any kind of outstanding court. Things. You know, they have people there to help them.
Minor court things.
Yes. Infractions.
Their dogs, their pets are given an examination. I mean, all of this happens. It's one of the things that we do up here to help our veterans. And some of them have, because of this, have gone on and now come back to volunteer. They have jobs, and they've moved away from here, but they come back here.
They're so strong.
So the movie Oil Dale.
Yes.
The term Oildale, is that, can you break that down?
I named it Oildale because Merle Haggard was born in Oildale. And when we got there, people were like, that's our meth area. Why are you calling it that? And I said, because Merle Haggard, you know, he inspired this for me in my heart. There's a song, If We Can Make It Through December. These kids are really poor. A lot of people have no idea what real poverty is. Some people thought it was a period piece because they didn't have computers and cell phones and they had old furniture. Gramps moved out from Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl. That's furniture that his family brought out with him. This is America. America and the East Coast and the West Coast don't know what real America is. They don't think we have innocent children anymore. They're wrong. This is not a Hollywood movie. There's no sex violence. There's people getting together to help each other, and there's six Americana songs, which are in the flavor of the Bakersfield sound.
Really? Maybe we can find that song, too, and play it on the way when we bump out, and that's If We Can Make It Through December.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
We also feel like Oildale is very symbolic of small towns across the country, so we chose that one. And it's also, like Lynn said, the home of Merle Haggard. And we were inspired to do this film because Lynn and I used to go up from Los Angeles all the time to Bakersfield to hear both Buck Owens and Merle Haggard play. Both of them played, you know.
Americana at its best, yes.
Bakersfield Sound. I don't know if you
right.
all know that.
Right, oh yeah.
Yes. So anyway, that was part of the inspiration for the story. And then we wanted to sort of set the movie in that area and have a tone of that sort of small town America that ran throughout it. Mm-hmm. And of course, Gramps comes from Oklahoma. Mm. And so everything, and that's the history of Bakersfield, too, is a lot of people came out from Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl, mm-hmm. settled there, and brought their music. And so it has a whole feeling and a tone to it, which we hope we captured in the
movie. Oh, that's fabulous.
Also history of you know, young people are like, oil, it's bad, it's hurting us. Well, we have to transition maybe away from it, but without that oil, we wouldn't have won World War II. They don't know our history. We're not teaching our history. We're teaching world history. And like you said, there's children on the reservations that need our help. There's children all over the world that need our help, but we need to take care of ourselves and our own, our veterans, native kids.
22 a day. 22 veterans a day.
Absolutely.
Are killing themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's been, and all of a sudden it's hit the headlines that police are starting to kill themselves. And I think there was like 4 or 5 in New York in the space of 2 weeks that killed themselves.
Even active military, they don't see, when they come back,
Air Force had to do a stand down this year because they had something like 59 suicides. I mean, the number was huge in the whole, you know, in the Air Force. So they did a stand down. We've been addressing this, we addressed this in the Marine Corps for years on how to handle this because,
bless you.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Because of, when we came back, you know, what could you do? And when I came back the last time, there were so many things that are out there that were offered, but it's trying to get people to take advantage of them. It's not offered. It's you have to help them. And I can't, you know what, I can't wait to see the movie. I really can't because, like you said, this is a movie. This isn't a documentary. And it was difficult finding the kids that were kind of like innocent in today's society.
I'll also say that we have veterans in the movie, in front of the camera, as actors, which we didn't even know until we cast them. They didn't say that when we didn't cast them because of that. And we also have veterans behind the camera on the crew. So.
Well, I can just say this. Sometimes people will be married for a few years before they find out, the wife finds out that their husband had served in the military. It just, they didn't know.
We talked to a veteran. He said, I came home from Vietnam, and he said, he was an officer, and he said, I went to work, put my head down, and didn't have post-traumatic stress, and then I divorced my wife and remarried, and then 20 more years, and he said, now he's in his 60s, heading at 70, and he said, I just realized I have a problem, and he said, I went in, and they said, but you're an officer. You were trained not to have this, and he said, I was so embarrassed I left. That's part of the problem. Or they won't go into the VA because they were treated like, well, you're not really that bad. This is maybe years a little ago so, far.
Yeah, because
it's changing, right?
They've changed dramatically on this. Yeah,
thank goodness.
But it took, how long did it take?
I know.
Again, this Saturday at 7:00 at the Cascade Theater, it's $10. But
we want to see that theater be filled.
Yes.
Filled.
And it's called Oildale.
And it's a historic theater, so it's one of the theaters the community should support anyway.
Right.
But we would like people who know Vietnam veterans to please find a way to apologize for how they were treated and welcome them home, because that's when we see the smiles through the tears at the end of this film. Welcome them home. They were never welcomed home.
Okay.
Here's
David Mueller and Lynn Salt. Oildale, thank you so much for being on today. And we're going to we'll be talking about this the rest of the week. All right. Thank you. And thank you for doing the movie. Thank
Oildale.
You,
Oildale, Saturday. Get your tickets or just show up at the door. Hopefully they won't be sold out, but they will be sold out. So make it happen.
We're gonna
think
be,
positive thoughts.
We're going to be putting this out a lot to a lot of different places, a lot of military organizations.
Get over to the Cascade Saturday night.
We're going to take a break from the news and we're going to come back. It's open line Monday. So here's your chance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hine says the House is moving full speed ahead on its impeachment inquiry.
Three separate committees will depose Kurt Volker on Thursday. He's the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine who suddenly resigned last week after being accused in the whistleblower's complaint of facilitating efforts by the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to reach out to Ukraine. Volker is one of five State Department officials who will be deposed beginning this week. Also, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is facing a Friday deadline to respond to subpoenas for documents relating to the president's dealings with Ukraine.
And President Trump is accusing Democrats of using impeachment to destabilize the nation and next year's election.
In a flurry of tweets, the president took aim at the opposition party, calling them radical left do-nothing Democrats who are doing great harm to our country. He said they are lying and cheating like never before in our country's history in order to destabilize the U.S. and the 2020 election. He also tweeted that they and the fake news media are dangerous and bad.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. If you like snow, the Northern Rockies, place to be right about now.
The heaviest snows occurred in north central Montana and into the Glacier National Park. And so towns like Butte, Montana received the heaviest of snow. And so we're getting reports of 3 to 4 feet in those areas.
Not inches, but feet, according to National Weather Service's Dan Peterson. The weekend storm closed roads, brought down trees and power lines across the region. Defying the NCAA, California's governor has now signed a bill allowing college athletes to make money from endorsements and to hire agents. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 103 points, the S&P better by 13, the NASDAQ up 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-444-9336.
Write it down.
800-444-9336.
In the Philippines, drivers of the venerable Jeepney bus have gone on strike, protesting government plans to phase out that vehicle by next year.
Usually congested streets of Manila were emptier today as thousands of Jeepney drivers joined small demonstrations against the government's plans. Driver organizations have said that the policy is anti-poor because many of its drivers can't afford to buy the newer vehicles. Jeepneys, which were originally adapted from U.S. Army jeeps left behind following World War II, are a cheap means of transport in Philippine cities. But critics say they are inefficient and contribute to air pollution and congestion on the roads.
That's the BBC's Howard Johnson in the Philippines. Hundreds of Lebanese have taken to the streets of the country's capital and other areas over an economic crisis that worsened over the past 2 weeks as Lebanon's dollar-reliant local currency loses value for the first time in more than two decades. News and analysis at townhall.com. A high-tech giant takes some steps aimed at safeguarding the privacy of its customers.
Users of Amazon's Alexa digital assistant can now request that recordings of their voice commands
delete automatically. Amazon says it saves such commands to improve the service, but the practice has raised concerns with privacy experts who say that the recordings could get into the wrong hands, especially as Amazon and other companies use human reviewers rather than just machines.
That's correspondent Jordan Griffin. Low-priced fashion chain Forever 21, it was once a hot destination for teen shoppers, now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The retailer falling victim to its own rapid expansion, as well as changing consumer tastes. The privately held company planning to close up to 178 stores in the United States. As of the bankruptcy filing, the company ran roughly 800 stores worldwide, and that includes more than 500 in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio for the last 10 years. Gosh, Linda, 10 years.
I know, hey. Exciting. We have beautiful guests like we just had on. And
oh, my gosh.
They're just amazing.
Today is the 30th of September, the last day in September 2019, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you have the latest in the news.
Absolutely.
The weather.
Isolated showers today, mostly sunny. We're currently at 45 degrees. Beautiful day. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows around 48. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 72 and overnight lows at 51. Wednesday, 79. Clear skies with our overnight lows of 52. And Thursday, sunny with 78. And Friday, we get to be around 80. Saturday, 84, and Sunday, 86. Here we are going up and down again. I keep saying vitamin D, vitamin D. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And, Sue, you've got a couple road conditions.
We do. We have a few traffic collisions to report this morning. A traffic collision, minor injuries at Kirkwood Road and South Avenue. This is in Red Bluff. Be careful, traffic slowing. A traffic collision also at 44 and Interstate 5 South. Okay, so traffic bumper to bumper. Also, a traffic hazard reported near the Sawyer Rest area. Be careful near the Trinity River. A traffic collision reported at the Top Plot Jones Valley Ramp. Also, a traffic collision, unknown injuries. This is near the Pigeon Point Campground near the Trinity River. So quite a bit of traffic being delayed throughout the North Valley. Now back to you.
Thank you.
Okay, wow. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of stuff happening.
Yes. This Monday, we have the pleasure of announcing that we are going to have Megan Daly as our guest speaker tonight.
All right.
Well, good. I bet you that's going to be very informative. Now you guys can really ask the questions.
Yes, we will really ask the questions, and we will be live streaming it onto Facebook, so if people cannot attend, they are more than welcome to watch it on our Facebook page, Reading Patriots.
You know, I would like you to make an announcement there tonight, because I don't know if you listened to the first 30 minutes of the show, but this last 30 minutes, but there's a movie called Oildale, and it's about, it's a real movie about two kids. Their mother died when she was 14, and her brother was like 7, and now they're 19 and 13 and trying to make it. She's trying to make it, you know, in the music, and they start renting rooms, and they rent rooms to veterans, and this is really a story about veterans who have come home and not being acknowledged, you know, Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a wonderful movie. It's
going
to be
playing at the Cascade
Saturday night.
At the Cascade Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Okay,
it's $10 to get in, but they split the money with our Veterans Resource Center right here in town that takes veterans off the street and gives them home housing. It's a very effective organization here. So it's called Oildale. It's going to be this Saturday at the Cascade Theater.
At 7 p.m. for $10.
You could probably look it up on Google.
I will make that announcement. Yeah, that sounds like something our folks would be interested in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. And I think it would just be something that I think that
people, whether you're a veteran or not, would probably go. She says the movie, they found out after they had already gotten the actors, it wasn't even until into the part in the movie they found out that they were veterans. A couple of them were veterans because they hadn't said anything, because a lot of times veterans didn't say anything from that era. Anyway.
All right. So great, but Sally.
Tonight,
so tonight,
you're
Megan Daly.
Megan Daly. Here's
Megan
your chance,
Daly
everybody.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. It looks
Thank
like a church.
You.
All right. And we will be having Elizabeth on, too, sometime in October.
Great.
So
yeah,
we're going to give both sides and let people decide.
We're going to get both of them on also, just so we get that one last time for people to listen to them, just like you're doing. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And by the way, we're going to give tickets away. I've got the phones are ringing off, but I want to. What are we? We got a lot to talk about this morning.
We do. We have the state of the city. The other day, we talked about it, and Julie Winter did an apology to the Native Americans, and a lot of people said, "Well, was this the place to do it? Can she do that?" Well, Record Search Site did a pretty good story on it when they went back to other mayors, and this time is for the mayor to use that bully pulpit for something that means a lot to them. For Christian Schrader, it was how do we help the homelessness? Homeless. Ken Murray, he said, I had a band march in and out because I wanted to talk about the future of Reading is the, is our youth. And that this is, and Francie Sullivan had that in her subject that she wanted to bring up and talk about how hard our local government and these people work in it. So it's that time. It's not unusual, and usually they don't have to tell the other city council members what it's about. So in case anybody thought, well, wow, this was different. Well, it really wasn't different. Maybe the subject was a little bit different, but this is a time that the mayor can do something like that. So, okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Open mic.
Hey, last week you had Terry Raposa on, and about the state of Jefferson, and gosh, it was really an interesting and informing show, and I began to wonder if you couldn't do that once a month.
Well, he's on every week.
Well, we're moving into a new level at the Ninth Circuit, and so things are getting really going, and I think people would like to keep up with it. And we have a lot of interesting people in our group also.
Oh, I think so, too. Well, like I said, you have there's a weekly show called State of Jefferson every Sunday at 8
o'clock.
Well,
that's true, Carl. However, so many people have mentioned to me that they were so glad it was on between your 7 and 9 because that's when they have the opportunity.
A lot of people listen. Yeah, you're right. Well, what we do is it won't be the last time. And it wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last time, but what we try to do is get all of our shows on so people can hear what's going on in the weekends, but also during the week. We had our Monday night show. We've had our Wednesday night show. Of course, our Thursday night show. Linda is the leader of that group. And, but also our Saturday shows on, like this one, and Sovereign Minds. Had Sovereign Minds on. It was a great show. So, yeah, we can do that, Roberta. That's not a big thing.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking it kind of fits now with what's happening in Sacramento.
We have no idea what's happening in Sacramento. We have no idea.
Yeah.
In fact, he may, it sounds like Newsom may actually veto a bill that that his legislature has given to him. He actually found a bill he didn't like. So.
Well, I'll be darned.
I know. It's something on environment, so something like that.
Right.
Anyway.
And then the other thing is if people would go to SOJ51.org and hit the donate button, you don't have to donate $100. You can do it as whatever your budget allows. But boy, we need money because court cases are expensive. So anyway, just make it a plea.
All right. Thanks a lot, Roberta.
Thanks, Roberta.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, let's take a quick break here. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. In fact, somebody, you saw somebody from another, I think there was somebody from another store in town that was there because that's where they get all their watches done. They
watches
get their watches
repaired
there because...
Well, that guy's been there forever and ever and ever. In fact, he's an institution in Reading as far as you need something done to a watch. Or you want to have it looked at if it's 20 years old, if it's from the 20s, the 30s, pocket watches, a grandfather pocket watch, this guy fixes them. Anyway,
headed
to Four Winds Jewelry for all your jewelry needs, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio this beautiful Monday morning, the 30th.
And we'll why?
I'll just see you on the other side.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce, there's some tax credits that are coming to an end.
The 30% federal tax credit has been around for a number of years now, and it's starting to ramp down. And this is the last year of the 30%, full 30% federal tax credit.
And Powerhouse Solar sells and installs generators?
I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and we've been doing a lot of generators this summer. A lot of people just want to have the security to be able to stay in their home when PG has these rolling blackouts. And if there's a fire or for other reasons, it just gives the customer security to know that they can stay in their home.
And Bruce, what's the difference between renting and owning your power?
When you're a utility customer, it's like you're renting power. When you have a solar system by Powerhouse Solar, you're not only, you know, making a payment to an asset that you own, but you're stopping the ever-increasing rates of PG&E or REU. So that's the beautiful thing about having solar, is that you are now an owner of your power that you produce, as opposed to being a renter of power.
Come see the design showroom at Powerhouse Solar, 4616 Caterpillar Road. Call 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Lasting for 10 years here. It's hard to believe sometimes.
It's amazing.
But you've
10
been,
years.
You know, you've been, you weren't with us the whole 10 years, Sue, but you were at another station that was right here with us. And then quickly came over as we stole you. As soon as we could, as soon as the other one was shutting down, we said, Sue, come over here.
I was happy to join the crew.
We were happy you're here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair than Jeff Wirsch. It's a veteran-owned business. He's truly from the old school. He'll fix it. He guarantees it for life. If you can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time or money. He'll fix it. And like I said, he fixed one on mine 11 years ago, about a 12-inch crack. You still can't see it. I mean, it's just... You know what? It is just he is the Michelangelo of windshield repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market. Give him a call, 241-8373. Okay, city and county being sued, our city and county of Redding and Shasta County being sued by a family of a man who died in jail. They claim that the man should have been in the hospital. Now, this gent had been, the police were called. He was suffering from a drug overdose. He had gotten there. He had he was in his underwear. He was rambling. He was incoherent. He had soiled himself. The police took him to the jail. The family says they should have been taken to the hospital. He was cleared while he was in jail by a medical professional there, and then they found him later dead. So the family is saying, no, he should have been taken to the hospital. He should have been taken to the hospital. There was an ambulance service call. So this is going to be an interesting suit here. Because right now, of course, the city and the county are just saying we can't comment on this. So you're only getting one side. How about this? Another first in Redding. A man steals an excavator, lifts the bucket up, and drives into an ARCO station and takes down you know, that overhang over the gas pumps. Yep, they got him too. I mean, why steal an excavator unless, you know, and then who knows? Maybe he was going in there because he'd been driving around. He wanted to fill it up with gas and he just forgot the lift was up. No. All right. Here's a good one. Here's my favorite. I mean, it's unfortunate for the people involved, but it ends good. Two women were confronted by a man. It was the ex-boyfriend of one of the women who then physically attacks them, takes one of them and kidnaps her, sexually abuses her, and races away. They're trying to call the police. The guy stops at a convenience store to get gas, and the police are getting reports of a man pointing a gun at another person. So, of course, when the police hear this, I mean, it is like every one of them is converging on this. It turns out this other man was a customer at this station. He looks at the woman. She is in distress. She's screaming. This guy is doing, you know, obviously trying to keep her there. He pulls his legally licensed firearm and puts it on him and says, no, we're calling the police. They've got to figure this out. The police are coming. The guy runs away, and the police catch him. They surround him in a field, and they catch him with the helicopters and the dogs and everything, but they get the guy. But the woman was rescued by one of our local people who had a CCW. Now, you're not going to see that front page news except in Redding, where it is. It was brought out, but not in the headline. You had to read into it that said that there was an armed citizen, legally armed, that saved this woman. And they weren't sure what's going to happen. So I think that was another instance that you're never going to hear about in the country, where people using a legally carried firearm save somebody else's life or save their own life, save their family's life. There's a play coming up. I've got some tickets for it. It's called A Few Good Men. Everybody, I think, has seen the movie with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise and all this. Well, Shasta College is putting this on. And the reason I've gotten involved with it was they called me and asked me to be a technical advisor
to make sure the uniforms were right, that they knew how to salute, they knew how to march, they knew how to wear the uniforms. And I get asked, well, would this person do this? Would this person do that? And I can tell them what I think. But of course it's a play, so there's dramatic license with it. However, these young men and women, when I started with this, now the first word out of their mouth to me is sir. And it's been an interesting, They jumped on it right away. It only took me saying what, or I don't hear you. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you're saying there, until they got the idea that sir comes out of your mouth first. And then from as far as their right face, left face, and their about face, and their salutes, they're really good. I can't say anything except I've watched part of the play between the Colonel Jessup, and the defense lawyer that was played by Tom Cruise. And it's, I tell you what, they're capturing it. It's going to be a great play. And it's going to be October the 17th and the, October 11th and 12th and the 17th and the 19th. And also, those are at 7 p.m. And then at 2 p.m., matinees on the 13th and the 20th. And I've got four tickets for this, for the first person that calls at 605-4567, and you can score four tickets to A Few Good Men. I think you're going to like it. They're getting, they have the exact uniforms. They're renting the uniforms, all coming in. Somebody is one of the costumers, fathers was in the military, and she has taken every ribbon, and she's not only has she captured the ribbons, she then explained to every one of the cast members what each one of those ribbons meant, which I thought was kind of interesting, too. So they're getting into this. So anybody that wants to have four tickets to A Few Good Men and playing in October 12th and 13th, 11th and 12th, and then the 17th and 19th at 7 p.m., October 13th and 20th at 2 p.m. at Shasta College, 605-4567. Okay. Now, you had something. I think this is too good a story.
I will tell you the story in a minute, but I have to say, you know what, a good friend just popped in, and I didn't expect to see her till the end of the month, and that's Bertha Michalak. And, of course, you know, Mike and Bertha have founded the Fly Shop and created Fly Shop into an international, right here out of Reading.
Another international business.
International business. And they do a lot of their business is from their online magazine and their magazine that goes out. I don't know how many
something like he spends like $250,000.
How many copies go around the world?
100,000 copies, I believe, but it's $250,000. And I could be wrong about this, but it's something like that, just in postage
and he
getting those things out.
And he puts that together page by page, Mike Michalak. So Bertha just pops in, and I didn't expect to see her at the end of the month. So she's a very dear friend. And I went, they just got back from Colombia, Brazil, Cartagena, where they have relations.
Cartagena, Colombia, and Brazil.
And Brazil.
Right.
And God only knows where else. But they're world travelers. And with this, they're flying into different places that carry they're in business with their travel because they have a travel business
They set up the fly fishing trips
all
over
the
world. So they stop by and they check out
with the guides. Yeah, they do that.
They make sure that everything's up to snuff. That it's still what they when they first started it. Yeah, I mean it's tough, but somebody's got to do it.
I
volunteered for that, but I said I can't afford to pay you much more than so much a trip.
So she's home for four days.
You should just let me go as just a rank amateur that goes down there to see if you can catch a fish.
She's home for 4 days, and then they go off and they travel and they go to Florida and then, down to the Keys or something. Gosh only knows. But what we were talking about.
We don't have enough time for that. Let's take an early break.
Okay.
And then get into this, because I have never heard of what Linda's going to talk about. But I guarantee you, if any of you knew about it, nobody's ever mentioned it to me. And it's been going on for as long as we've had this station. And it's happening in California. So let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. How'd that happen? Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business over 25 years. Carl just spilled his coffee. Luckily, I had a top on it because everybody has a top on their coffee in this studio. And Mine's all gone off to the left. Serving in North State for over 25 years, and there's nothing that one of the people from Alliance Heating and Air cannot work on. No matter what kind of system or heating, whether it's heating or cooling, any kind, they can offer warranties and guarantees. Voted best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
It's raining now. Hallelujah. It's raining now.
Honey, my prayer's an answer.
Amen. You know it's raining now. Hallelujah. It's raining now. Amen.
What you talk about, Mom?
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Baffo and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fishing or jump in the lake. Yes, I'm going to go fishing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. 10 years of blasting out.
That was Peggy Lee, I believe.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Everybody, it is 8:33 in the morning. It's 47 degrees going up to 66 today. Ooh, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, special deals for people 55 and over, and also for all of our first responders and our active duty and veterans, all of this.
special deals there, but you're only going to get them by calling the local number, the 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local B&T satellite dish provider. Okay, you've got something that
I do.
I've never seen before.
Well, you know, that's why I like to, you know, peruse the...
Excuse me, I was leaning over.
You're just a mess today.
Choking.
Sneezing on the air, throwing coffee everywhere. What's going on? Big, bad marine. Okay, so, you know, we hear about Burning Man every year, and hundreds of thousands now that attend this festival.
Well, I think there's thousands because they're getting restricted on the number of people they can bring in there.
Okay.
So, but
so now, this is Enter the Thunderdrome, sorry. 4,000 Mad Max fans and their weaponry festooned vehicles gather in California desert for Wasteland Weekend, the world's largest post-apocalyptic festival.
4,000 people go into the desert near the defunct nuclear facility out there where they tested, 900 nuclear weapons.
So we've been having just a blast looking at the pictures. Inspired by the Mad Max film series, the immersive festival celebrated its 10th anniversary this year. Costumes are mandatory at the 5-day event, and competitions are held for best costume and best vehicle.
Now, if you show up in your costume but you're not dirty enough, they won't let you in. So you've got to go get
more
dirty,
more dirt.
And you see people dressed like every character in Mad Max that you can remember. They've got the wasteland up there. They have a cage. They have things set up where people can walk in. And they have the, you know, remember the guitars that were shooting, shooting out napalm or flame?
So
they've got that.
They don't have to worry about, you have to be 18 and older. And the other thing is that you don't, I think this is probably anything goes.
It looks like it was. They're out there and they're beating each other up with, they've got armor on, beating each other up with sticks. But other things they have, everybody is dressed in any imaginable costume you get from Mad Max, and they're out there and they give awards for the vehicles too. And so you've got these vehicles with machine guns mounted on them. Every firearm or every weapon, of course, has to be demilitarized so they can't be shot. You see people wearing thongs. They should not be wearing thongs. That's all I can say in this. But this happens every year. Now, did anybody else know about this? This post-apocalyptic festival has been going on for 10 years.
Last year, there was even a battle cage called the Death Guild Thunderdome, where attendees faced off with each other using lifelike weapons. They could also swing about while being suspended by elastic straps and hit one another with padded sticks. There is
that
even
sounds
a
like fun.
Bartering area of the festival where attendees trade items with one another. It says those looking for the ultimate post-apocalyptic fantasy can expect to be greeted with themed campsites and vehicles, fire performers, live bands and DJs, and even an on-site casino. The pictures are just amazing.
How do you sign up for this? Or do you even have to sign up for this?
Well, it says Eric Davidson, an IT professional from Fontana, told The Guardian, going to Wasteland is leaving your real life behind. No worries about traffic, rush hour, paying your bills. People get to escape reality for a time, and that's when the best in true human nature emerges.
So I imagine that you camp out there.
It's a 5-day festival.
There's 4,000 people out there.
Yes.
I mean, and if you remember looking at the last Mad Max, and I mean, you see the ultimate virgins in this thing, all of them. And it's so they're there for 1,000 different reasons, and they didn't set. There's no barrier set up.
No, people are drawn to the event for many reasons. We didn't want to set the barrier to entry so high that they couldn't attend. If they only want a little bit of immersive, they can stay in the camp area for the fully immersive experience. There's still the city behind the gates. It's not about making everything look great. It's about the experience we can give to the attendee. When you're out there and everything looks different, you go to the sense of escape. That's one of the things people gravitate to about this event. As well as offering daily archery, attendees can also join post-apocalyptic doll-making workshops, robot battles, and tattoo judging, as well as much more.
They also have a swimsuit competition.
Yeah, but the swimsuits are like chains.
Anyway.
All right, anyway,
okay, enough of that. I had never heard of this.
Well, it's the Mad Max 10-year anniversary.
And if you remember, that area where they're talking about between there and Hollywood is the spot that they did that movie Unconquered with John Wayne and Susan Hayward and so many others that they all, many members of that cast and crew, died of cancer years later. And they think it has something to do with this fact that there's so much nuclear action there, atomic bomb testing in that area. Back in the 40s and early 50s.
Okay. Well, now, is anybody, let me ask before we, go into the next subject. How do you guys feel about the theater being tickets only now that you have to buy your, where you got your tickets and your seats? Yesterday, we just had one of those, do you remember the day when you used to go, ooh, we're going to run over to the movies. We're just going to go to the movies. So you would find, you come in 5 minutes before the movie started, and you can find usually some kind of place. But we were going to go to Rambo yesterday. I guess it's called Last Blood or whatever. And
I didn't really want to go.
There wasn't a plan.
Linda, there wasn't a plan.
Well, you were going to go do Downton Abbey with me, but it already started and the day got away. Anyway, so we get it. We go park and we get up there. Oh, this would be great. Well, let's just do it. Well, the only two rows of any seats that were left were the first two. I looked at Carl and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not watching a movie from the first two. I can't. I'll get sick. Can't watch it up that close.
I can't believe that all those were taken.
They were gone.
So
we were just like, what happened to the good old days?
People were trying to
get into the back of the theater.
Well, people were trying to pick out their seats. And you don't have enough people there at the box office. It lines back up because people can't make up their minds. They're trying to find four seats together. Well, that's not going to work. We have two here. And people, this is the front. Oh, that's the front. No, I meant the back. I mean, it's just, I'm not sure that. I think what they're trying to do is force you to go online and buy your tickets that way.
I know.
Which really. Now makes sense if that's what's going to
happen. I guess if they're forcing
you. So they've won.
Speaking of forcing you, based on bookies' bets and few recent actions, speculation is once again starting to grow that Hillary Clinton may be about to enter the Democratic Party's presidential nominee race. First, she repeatedly failed presidential candidate has suddenly full media schedule this week, making her appearance on CBS Sunday Morning, Stephen Colbert, The View, among others. Secondly, the interview with CBS Sunday Morning that's airing this weekend, Clinton said that things happened during 2016 campaign that will not happen again, implying that she may be planning to try again. She went on to call President Trump a illegitimate president and accusing him of winning by using voter purging and suppression.
You know what? I think that Hillary just needs to go back to New York and sit there. She has no chance.
There's bookies in Vegas that are speculating she's going to come in. They definitely need to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think she's going to come in.
But all right.
That's just me.
I'm curious. Stranger things have happened. Speaking of Blade Runner, speaking of the movie that we're talking about, the Mad Max and all of the stuff that's going on there, the Cascade Theater on October 4th is going to be running actually one of my favorite top 10 movies is Blade Runner. This is the 1982 one with Harrison Ford. And we're going to give some tickets away right now. I'm going to give four tickets away for that movie. Again, it starts
it's gonna be this Friday.
7:30 October 4th. Call up right now, 605-4567, and go have fun seeing Blade Runner, the movie. It's great to see something on the full screen at the Cascade, really.
You never can tell who else you're
encouraging
you to
go.
Yeah. Blade Runner, 605-4567. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. Go on down there and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:44 in the morning, and it's, 47 degrees going up to 66 today.
Can rely on this time. That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back on this Monday morning, this beautiful Monday morning. It's currently 46 degrees, and today we're going to have isolated showers and mostly sunny with a high of 64. I know Bertha came in today with her cashmere sweater on. She said, who would think cashmere in September? Well, today would be your day for that. Mostly clear tonight. The temperature's around 48. You're going to have a beautiful day. 8:48 in the morning. And this is Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. When you were listening last week, you remember the young lady from Amsterdam. There was also something else that was going on at the same time. When Greta Thunberg was there last week, telling the world that we had taken, or the world was taking her life away from here. There was also something else. There was 500 international scientists, engineers, and other stakeholders sounded a very different message. There is no climate emergency. And this is based out of Amsterdam, too. The Climate Intelligence Foundation said the leading climate models as unfit and urged UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to pursue a climate policy based on sound science. And, you know, of course, when this thing came out, of the it was like, uh-oh, you guys are a bunch of idiots. You're using, you know, bad science, which is what they're saying. The people are saying that the world's going to end in 10 years or using. They said that they wanted people to use sound science, realistic ones. The U.S. contingent was made up of 45 U.S. professors, engineers, and scientists, including MIT professor Emeritus Richard Lindzen, Freeman Dyson of the Institute of Advanced Studies at Princeton, and Stanford University professor Emeritus Elliot D. Bloom, including and also several centers formerly affiliated with NASA. So it's the other side. But, of course, they're being shouted down. But nobody saw that. Nobody saw that. These, you know, over 500 scientists and engineers from throughout the world said, you know what, not so fast on this.
All right. So let's hear the music. And we're going to give you a little history here. There are two familiar and important days of the Jewish religious calendar. It's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So this year, Rosh Hashanah started last night and ends 2 days. It goes for 2 days, ends on October 1st. It's the start of the Jewish month Tishrei, or Tishri, which falls in September or October, according to the Gregorian calendar. It's the first month of the civil years for the Jews of the seventh month of the Cletus year. What is Rosh Hashanah? First, it marks the start of the Jewish New Year, as stated in the Bible. While some ancient cultures, such as the Celts, celebrated the start of the new year during the spring equinox because it was the time of planting, Semitic cultures in the Near East celebrated the new year in the fall after the harvest was gathered. The name of Rosh Hashanah can be translated as first or head of the year. It is also sometimes called the Feast of the Trumpets. Secondly, Rosh Hashanah is celebrated of creation. It's sometimes called the birthday of the world and considered to also be the time when God made his covenant with man by creating Adam and Eve. Lastly, Rosh Hashanah marks the start of the Jewish high holiday days leading up to Yom Kippur. It marks the beginning of the 10 days of awe in which Jews focus their attentions on repentance and reflections leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of the Atonement. Considered to be the holiest day of the new Jewish year, traditionally the blood of the animal was sacrificed as a way to remove sin or defilement.
Oh.
See, I think it's really important. I love in different religions the deep tradition that and each religion has their holidays or what's high and holy for their beliefs. And so a good friend posted something yesterday, and I wasn't really quite aware of what it was, so I wanted to go into that deeper. So this is what the 2 days are for Yom Kippur, or going up to Yom Kippur, what Rosh Hashanah is.
California struck again. I know it's hard to believe, but they just keep coming up with things. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday signed a bill into law which will allow college student athletes in the state to make money from images, names, or likenesses. This has been, you know, the historic bill defies NCAA bylaws and likely sets up a legal challenge that could reshape amateur sports in the U.S. The law also bans schools from kicking athletes off the team if they get paid. It's supposed to take place here in 2023, January 1st. Does not apply to community college and bans athletes from accepting endorsement deals that conflict with their school's existing contracts. So this means, I assume this means if you're in California, that you can then sign an endorsement deal for wearing shoes if you're I eat Wheaties. How about I eat Wheaties before every game, and I have set the NCAA record for rushing. And so they pay the athlete money just like you would a professional. The NCAA is saying that he has reportedly told athletic directors last week that giving student athletes the right to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness poses an existential threat to athletics and the governing body's business model. So does that make them professionals when they take money from other sources to play football or basketball or tennis or golf?
They said the single biggest issue in college athletes, a debate over whether a student athlete should be able to make a profit on her name, image, and likeness while playing NCAA athletics. They think that my personal view is that every student athlete is going to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars, which isn't true. One or two will be making some significant amount of money. Nobody else will. But you remember the Olympics was for amateurs. And it was, you know, the amateurs that were doing their best to represent their countries. And then it slowly got into professionals. So that now you've got NBA professionals playing, you've got tennis professionals playing, you have soccer professionals playing. And so at what point does this do amateur athletes have a chance to be on the basketball team or the soccer team, or they don't have, do they have baseball? Anyway, but on having all, I mean, do they have baseball in the Olympics? I'm not sure. But, you know, they're all pros now doing this. So what happens to the true amateur? Even track and field has people being paid to run or throw a shot and things like this. Yeah, so that's kind of gone by the way. So what they're saying here in California is, hey, look, if you're going to use a likeness of an individual to gain, you know, to gain money for your college, then he or she should be able to make money off her own image. It's interesting. I don't know. That they would not be considered a professional and that they couldn't be kicked off the team. Is it time to come for that if you're playing, if you're the amazing tailback for a USC or the Heisman, you know, trophy candidate for Stanford or one of the other colleges in California? Should you be able to make money off that? That's interesting. We'll have to see what happens with this. They've signed the law, so we'll see if the NCAA sues them and says, no, you can't do that because it changes the whole dichotomy of the of amateur athletics.
Well, okay. So once you,
Newsom says colleges reap billions from student athletes, but block them from earning a single dollar, and that's a bankrupt model. I signed the Fair Play to Pay Act with making California the first state to allow student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Okay. And then how do you get compensation? And the other thing, too, is the college is got people, they give them free rides on their scholarships to play. If they're getting paid on that, do they still get the, they can now afford, in many cases, then to pay for their college. Would the college do away with those free rides for those that are getting paid by it to be, endorsed products? And then labor laws, if they go in, I think the big thing is if you say they can do this, then do they fall under labor laws that says you can't play here or you can play here? You have to do a state by state look at what the rules are. This is what happens is when you start making your own rules for a state, then this could have an impact on the, you know, where they're going to be playing at, future games, all of these things. So it could upend the balance also, because there could be a lot of students coming then to California who feel like they've got a shot at making it big. Now they can say, well, you know what? Now I can get paid $100,000 or $50,000 or $25,000 a year, $1 million a year for playing in California, and I could not play in Texas for that. Yeah, it changes.
We've got a lot of game changers that are going to be happening in 2020. You just feel it. You know, business is closing, the face of wherever your city is changing, what's going on with our electoral process, where do you really get news that you can follow that's really the truth? I mean, we're facing that right now. Like, where's our media source? We have to look around, and then I'll bring something I read, and then you'll say that's not true. So, you know,
we're looking at the same groups. But what happens is like that one about the guy being under federal protection.
one person said it, and then everybody else jumps on it without checking it. And then when the lawyer for the guy that they're saying is under federal protection says it's not true, the news company, in this case 60 Minutes, says, no, we'll stand by our story. And so then the guy comes back and says, no, you're totally wrong, and I'm releasing it again. So, you know, it's difficult, my friends, to go out there and find out what's happening, because mainstream media will be more than happy to lie to you, to cover, to make it harder to tell what's truly going on. You've really got to get into it and research it and find out really what the truth is. And it's very difficult. They make it hard because that way they can control you. Hey, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thanks for joining us, and pick up your tickets today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your...